Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, September 4th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of industry and manufacturing news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
U.S. Nuclear Corp files first quarter financials and expects to file second quarter and resume trading later this month. U.S. Nuclear Corp has filed its first quarter financials and expects to file its second quarter soon, aiming to resume trading later this month. The company has implemented new financial reporting measures and is focusing on cost reduction and sales growth through Project 2036. Additionally, U.S. Nuclear has made strategic investments in companies like MIFTI and MIFTEC in the nuclear fusion and radionuclide technology sectors. Despite disruptions in the first quarter, the company is optimistic about future growth and progress towards profitability. For more information, visit the U.S. Nuclear Corp website or contact Bob Goldstein for sales inquiries.
State roundup. Will Trump order troops into Maryland? Maybe, maybe not. Wind developer to move forward with Sparrows Point steel plant and Moore's controversial Clooney Boatgate. President Donald Trump hinted at the possibility of ordering federal troops to Baltimore to fight crime following his previous statements about sending troops to Chicago. However, it remains unclear if this will actually happen, as the White House has not provided clarification. In other news, a wind developer is moving forward with a steel plant in Sparrows Point despite the withdrawal of a federal grant. Additionally, nearly 1,000 state employees have applied for a voluntary separation program aimed at reducing government size and expenses. Maryland has also joined 21 states and D.C. in supporting federal labor unions suing to block Trump's executive order. Lastly, Governor Wes Moore faced controversy after being photographed on George Clooney's boat in Italy to celebrate his wife's birthday. The Daily Mail reported on the trip, raising questions about Moore's absence and security detail during the vacation.
Brain Biotech AG appoints Johan Jansen Storbacka as Executive Vice President of the Brain Biocatalysts Enzyme Products Business. Brain Biotech AG has appointed Johan Jansen Storbacka as Executive Vice President of the Brain Biocatalysts Enzyme Products Business, effective September 1, 2025. With over 20 years of experience in biotechnology, Jansen Storbacka will oversee a team of around 140 employees and manage fermentation facilities in the UK and production sites in continental Europe and the US. His role will focus on strengthening the enzyme and fermentation business while integrating research and production activities. Adrian Mulker, CEO of Brain Biotech, emphasizes Jansen Storbacka's industry background and international experience as valuable assets for the company's growth strategy.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.